Crystallizing Public Opinion. Foreword. In writing this book, I have tried to set down the broad principles that govern the new profession of public relations counsel. These principles I have, on the one hand, substantiated by the findings of psychologists, sociologists, and newspapermen, Ray Standard Baker, W.G. Blair, Richard Washburn Child, Elmer Davis, John L. Given, Will Irwin, Francis E. Leop, Walter Lippmann, William McDougall, Everett Dean Martin, H. L. Mencken, Rollo Ogden, Charles J. Rosebolt, William Trotter, Oswald Garrison Villard, and others to whom I owe a debt of gratitude for their clear analysis of the public's mind and habits. And on the other hand, I have illustrated these principles by a number of specific examples which serve to bear them out. I have quoted from the men listed here because the ground covered by them is part of the field of activity of the Public Relations Council. The actual cases which I have cited were selected because they explain the application of the theories to practice. Most of the illustrative material is drawn from my personal experience, a few examples from my observation of events. I have preferred to cite facts known to the general public, in order that I might explain graphically a profession that has little precedent, and whose few formulated rules have necessarily a limitless number and variety of applications. This profession, in a few years, has developed from the status of circus agent stunts to what is obviously an important position in the conduct of the world's affairs. If I shall, by this survey of the field, stimulate a scientific attitude towards the study of public relations, I shall feel that this book has fulfilled my purpose in writing it. Edward L. Bernays.